Be bold, be brave, be extraordinary, be vulnerable, be real, be curious, be true, be you. Welcome to Trusting Your Gut with world-class energy intuitive Catherine McIntosh, a show designed to awaken you to enjoy the process of evolving, have fun along the way, and learn to listen to those silent in-between moments. You are the expert of your own life, and nobody knows more about the next steps to take in your journey than you. So please, listen to your gut and discover what's waiting for you to explore. Here is your host, Catherine McIntosh.
All right, welcome to the show. Welcome back, welcome forward, welcome wherever you are in the world, and thanks for joining us. So today's episode is a topic that is near and dear to my heart and, you know, probably is one of the reasons that I dove quite heavily and deeply into exploring the psychology of things. And I sort of have always been a seeker and trying to get to the bottom of how we operate as human beings. And now more than ever, things are crazier. There's more stress, there's more anxiety, there's more, you know, it's become like a cultural norm where back in the day, before cell phones and media and social media, people used to deal with their stress or their anxiety sort of in private. And now people deal with it in public. So today's episode is all about why the trauma trapped in your body may be causing you more stress than you realize. And this is something that is really, I'm pretty passionate about, because if you've ever had the experience of trying to do something, and I'll give this example as an example, is people go on diets and they're like, I'm going to go on a diet and I'm going to lose weight. And no matter what you do, right? No matter how much action you take, no matter how hard you really want the result that this supposed action will create, the result never shows up and it never occurs. And, you know, no matter how hard you try, you never really get anywhere. And what I discovered when I was writing the book, Don't Diet, Be Happy, which, by the way, is out on Amazon. It's on my website. You can get it there. But it was this concept that sometimes we may have dealt with our traumas, but what I discovered is actually there might be a trauma underneath the trauma, a safety issue where you don't feel safe. And so when trauma is trapped in our bodies, it is very challenging to allow whatever action we're taking in our lives to actually result. So here's a great example. If you are somebody who has a trauma with money, let's say your house burned down, or let's say you had to file for bankruptcy, or let's say you were married and comfortable and all of a sudden you get a divorce and you are left with nothing, right? Which has happened to me twice. I don't recommend those kinds of traumas. But if you have this level of trauma in your body and you're in your head going, okay, I'm going to save, or I'm going to say affirmations of I'm wealthy or I can do it. Or even if you go to meditate or do healing work and you don't take the root trauma of these survival instincts of losing all your money, of feeling like you've been abandoned, or just feeling traumatized. If you don't address the root of the trauma in the body, that trauma recycles as stress. That trauma recycles as fear. And so you're like, great, Catherine, thanks for the information. How do we change that? And so that's why I want to finish my story. I sometimes jump around, and I apologize. The benefits and maybe not so much benefits of being extremely intuitive is I can sometimes hear people's heads. And so sometimes when I'm going through a lot of change in my life and everything is like, whoa, changing, which it is right now, I can hear people's thoughts. I can hear people's heads. Now, I don't know who it is. I don't know exactly what, but it's like 1,000 thoughts coming at me at once. And so today I meditated for longer than normal because I knew, right? And so going back to my original story I wanted to tell is, so if you're somebody who has really struggled with your body weight, and I believe I talked about this in last week's episode, but if you're someone who's dealing with body image, body weight, food issues, and you're like, I'm going to try this diet. Oh, that diet didn't work. Okay, I'm going to try this diet. Oh, that diet didn't work. Okay, I'm going to try this diet. Oh, that diet didn't work. It's not the diet. That's why I wrote the book, Don't Diet, Be Happy. And if you're someone who has struggled with their weight, highly recommend you check out the book. Like, highly recommend. Just go to my website. You can also go to Amazon, Google it, Don't Diet, Be Happy. It's there. Make sure it's the yellow. Here, ready? Make sure it's the yellow copy. Someone was trying to plagiarize it earlier and basically had the same name with like a different ending. Nice try. And then I opened it and started reading it. I was like, they pretty much took everything that I said and copied it. So, but we dealt with our copyright issues. So if you're somebody who struggled, please go check it out. And so the moral and the point is you, if you have a trauma, let's say you were 3 and almost drowned. Let's say your mother put you on diet pills at 10. Let's say, this actually happened to me at 18, my soccer coach pinched my belly, pinched my extra fat, right? At soccer practice in front of my entire team and in front of my entire team, we are huddled up as a team and literally in the huddle pinches my excess belly fat and says to me, now I'd gained 20 pounds my senior year. And the reason I gained 20 pounds wasn't what I was eating. It was the fact that the summer prior to my senior year in high school, my brother and I got into a physical altercation where I almost thought I was about to lose my life. I could have. And I moved out of my house. I moved back in my house. And yet I never dealt with the fact. I dealt with the trauma of the incident, but I never dealt with the fact that I didn't feel safe in my own house. It didn't even occur to me that that would be traumatizing. And yet there are stories I could tell for days, but it was extremely traumatizing. And therefore my body went into survival mode. And when my body was in survival mode, it couldn't process food. Are you guys with me? Hopefully this is hitting some chords with you energetically. So if it is, go get the book. And if you're somebody who's been trying diet after diet after diet, it might not be the fact that it's about you or your weight issues. Your body might unconsciously be stuck in survival mode, in fight, flight, fawn, or freeze. And if it is, no amount of dieting is going to transform or change your shape long term. It might little bits here and there, which is why diets, we spend so much money on diets because we're like, ooh, it worked for a little bit. But it doesn't work permanently because underneath some of that, there might be a deeper issue of feeling unsafe of your survival instincts. So let's say Gabor Mate talks about this, and he's brilliant with trauma. He was talking about his story of his mother. You know, he was in his womb or in his mother's womb during the war. Now he's 2 months old and he's crying. And his mother went to go see the doctor and said, my son won't stop crying. My son won't stop crying. And he said, all the Jewish babies that are born right now are crying. Right. And it had to do, I believe, with, I don't know his story particularly, and I wasn't paying attention, but it I believe it's out of Auschwitz when they were going through all of that. So what I want to say to you is you might have a repressed or suppressed trauma in your body, and that's part of the reason that no amount of action is creating the change because the trauma is trapped. So we are going to get to how do you fix it? And I have this really simple exercise that I do, especially with my clients when I'm working with clients, is it's not about talking necessarily about the story. Sometimes it's helpful to talk about the story to bring up the energy of the suppressed trauma so that the energy can move out of the body. But here's what happens is the body tries to hide or forget or suppress anything that might get activated that could create a sense of fight, flight, fawn, or freeze, right? That's why it's called a trigger. We get triggered because it's an unexpected surging of energy when we're in a situation that the body's been trying to suppress. But the problem is that in order to really, truly, what I believe is heal it, is not to have the perspective that something's wrong with you. It's simply to have the perspective, now this is my own point of view, to simply have the perspective that your body, at the time that whatever trauma happened to you, it went into survival mode, right? You and a bear are in the woods, you're not going to be thinking about what perfume you should be wearing, right? You're going to go into survival mode. And when you go into survival mode, it's your body's way of making sure that you survive. So it shuts down every system in the body except for the systems required to make you live, right? So whatever you got to do to survive that moment in time, your body is so brilliant and so effective and so resourced that it will literally shut down any extracurricular activities, any extraneous activities, it'll shut them down and it will use all of its resources to energize your survival. Awesome. Now, not so awesome if the trigger happened 20 years ago and your body is still energetically functioning from its survival instincts. So how do you try to heal or resolve or energetically release those traumas? Great question. Here's how, right? At least this is how I've taught myself and learned how to do it. And it's a really simple process, right? Which is to say hi. Like, so let's say you have a trauma and maybe you were sexually abused as a kid. Maybe like me, you had a coach, an athletic coach that was inappropriate with you, right? And that created a trauma or a trigger, right? A lot of my triggers were in public places, right? Public humiliation is one of my triggers. It's really fun. So how do I change that? If you are in a situation and you need to tell the story and then start to feel in your body somatically where in your body you feel that energy. Right? When I talk about what happened with my brother, right? I can feel it but I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my belly. When I talk about my senior year in high school, my soccer coach, you know, pinching my belly. Now I was a varsity soccer player. I scored the game winning goal in the semifinals for us to win state. Like I was a really good player. And yes, I had some extra weight on me and my coach had a projection, right? I get it, right? Could have I lost the weight? Yes. But here's what my coach didn't know is that I had gone through a trauma where I nearly lost my life or thought I was losing my life. And so what you do is you tell the story to bring up the trigger, to bring up the trauma, to bring up the suppressed energy. And then you go, oh, I feel you. I see you. I hear you. Whatever you need to do to acknowledge it. And you just say hi to the energy. And here's the key trick is you go, oh my gosh, thank you, body, for keeping me safe. Thank you. Right. And then it's going a step further. Now, every single person is different and there's no one formula or one size fits all. So you need to try it out for you, right? You need to try out what works for you. But I will tell you, in working with people from all walks of life, when I work with couples, for example, what resolves most fights, most arguments, most sort of disconnects in the world is when one person just says to the other, I hear you. I acknowledge you. I hear what you're saying. Boom. I did it with my ex-husband the other day. We were talking about our son and we co-parent and we're actually doing an amazing job. And I went, okay, I hear you. I hear you. You have every right to feel the way you feel. I hear you. So when that trigger, that energy, that survival instinct. So if you are a binge eater or you use food or you use alcohol, now this doesn't always work with alcohol and drugs. Sometimes it can, but you catch yourself in the satiating the trigger, suppressing the trigger, right? And you catch yourself binge eating food. First thing you want to do is like, I hear you, body. You're triggered. You're in like a state of survival. And when you're in a state of survival, there's no rational conversation that you can have. The only thing that really is like run, right? So you want to acknowledge the body that you hear it. You hear the energy, you hear the trauma, right? And then it's taking that conversation a step further and going, thank you. I get that this action, drinking, binge eating, smoking, fighting, right? Over exercising, not eating, right? All methods, all habits, all behaviors that were designed to keep you in survival mode. And so as you continue those behaviors, we never bothered to thank the body for keeping us safe. So you want to thank the body. You have gratitude for the fact that it did something to keep you safe, but then we got to take it a step further. And you know, I don't necessarily want to have a generic conversation with you because I don't want to give you the illusion that it can be simple. Right. But here's what I know is when we're in our own stuff, we really can only see certain things. We see things our way, right? Through our perspective. And sometimes it takes a third party witness or an outside perspective to come in with no judgment, no projection, no rejection, no resistance, no reaction, and just sit there and allow you to be totally present with what is, so you can provide a safe space so that trauma can heal out of the body. And when that trauma heals out of the body and that energy is no longer in fight, flight, fawn, or freeze, then guess what? Your metabolisms start working again. Your digestion starts working again. Your anxiety starts to subside, right? And I'm going to do a separate episode coming up on anxiety. But what I believe anxiety is just suppressed awareness. And so when we are triggered, what's actually happening is there's an awareness that is surfacing or resurfacing, and the awareness feels really intense. Maybe it feels unsafe. Maybe it feels like we can't really or don't know how to deal with it. So then that's where the anxiety comes in, because we're like, well, we don't know what to do with this energy. And then it's like, okay, hello. Now I'm triggered. I'm in fight or flight. And on top of that, I now have anxiety because I don't want to be aware of what I'm aware of, or because I don't have tools or resources to navigate the trauma that's just come up. And so this isn't to depress you or make you feel hopeless. This is to give you the tools that you require, or the information. It's not even tools, it's information. Because here's my point of view, is all the answers you need to transform your life, to change your habits, to live your best life, all the information, all the resources that you need are already inside of you. It's about softening. It's about, you know, calming ourselves down. It's about taking a moment. It's about listening, quieting the mind, quieting that chatter, and finding up a safe place inside. So the quickest way I know how to calm down myself when I'm like, oh, all over the map, is literally to like physically touch myself, right? Physically, like whether it's soft or hard, depending on the experience I'm having, but somatically touching your body and saying hi to your physical body. Hi, oh, I feel you're triggered. Oh, I totally feel that you want to go binge eat a bunch of oranges or a bag of potato chips or a bucket of ice cream, right? Or I totally feel that it's like 11 o'clock in the afternoon and you want your first drink, right? The first way that I know to sort of settle down that energy is to literally touch your physical body. And, you know, there is statistics out there that say that people who have a loving partner who are physically intimate with another consistently tend to live longer than those that don't experience regular intimate touch. And we're talking a hug, right? I'm not talking sex. We're talking a hug. Giving somebody a hug and being able to have the presence of physical touch calms our nervous systems down. And so physically touching yourself, preferably before you're triggered, calms down the nervous system, right? But you can also, when you're triggered, physically touching yourself can also help calm the trigger down. And so you're not wrong for your anxiety. Your anxiety is a clue into information that you are actually extremely aware, and there's information coming in that you and your brain don't know how to process. So your body, like, So your body sort of actualizes that energy as anxiety. And anxiety is just energy moving, right? And, you know, there are also times when, let's say you're dancing, if you've ever gone to like an ecstatic dance class where you dance, there are moments where dancing that hard can replicate the same thing as when anxiety happens. Now, I used to do shamanic breath work, and in this shamanic breath work, it would create tremors. Right? Because what we were doing in that shamanic breath work was activating and stimulating the pineal gland. And I used to teach this a lot. I might get back into teaching it because a lot of people are, you know, preferring ayahuasca these days, right? Not right, not wrong. It's just a choice. But I know a way to activate, and ayahuasca basically is DMT. Right? It's a dimethyltryptamine, which is also in our pineal glands, right? And so there's a way to do breath work to activate the DMT that is already in your body naturally. And you can do enough breath work intense enough to activate that DMT so you actually have a spiritual experience without the side effects of doing plant medicine or drugs. And so when I was doing these rituals and these experiences naturally, not with any drugs, not with any plant medicine, there my body would replicate the same thing as a panic attack, the same thing as anxiety. And so anxiety is literally energy that wants to move out of the body to heal something. And so what I would encourage any of you to do, if you're not already doing it, is find some form of a movement practice. Yes, yoga and breath work are great, but I believe in being able to do bilateral movements, whether it's dancing, whether it's walking, whether it's running, but it's physically being able to move your body in a way, right, that releases stuck, trapped energy in the body. You could do CrossFit, you could do, you know, hot Pilates, anything that involves some form of movement. Now, yoga actually probably works really well, but I will say if you are somebody who has experienced a lot of abuse, yoga is amazing to calm you down. But if you want to really release the trauma for good out of the body, dancing or some form of physical movement that allows you to get those stuck energies released out are really good. Now, if you're someone who does yoga and you actually, have found a way, I would love to hear from you. And what type of yoga, breath work is also great, but just physically moving the body can really help access those traumas and allow that anxiety that is your body's way of trying to keep you safe. It can allow that anxiety over time to dissipate and release. So we are going to take a short commercial break and we will be back with more information. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. And I look forward to sharing more with you.
OM Times TV.
Do you trust you? Do you trust your body? What if the key to unlocking the weight, pain, suffering, fear, anxiety, addictions, traumas, and sorrows was already inside of you? Learn to love the skin you are in so you can create the body, business, and life you love. Everyone always says you can't explain what Catherine does, you just have to experience it. From Hollywood actors to New York Times best-selling authors to some of the world's wealthiest and most successful, no two experiences are the same. For private sessions, online courses, live events, and the latest book Jack Canfield calls Game Changer and should be required reading for everyone, go to KatherineMcIntosh.com. KatherineMcIntosh.com.
Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself. Invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. OM Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, OM Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an OM Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on OM Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive OM Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. OM Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
I want to eat apples and bananas. I need to eat apples and bananas. Why can't I eat apples and bananas?
Support the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks to help provide meals to those in need. Join us at feedingamerica.org.
All right, my magical friends. So welcome back from the break. Thank you so much for being here. I hope this conversation, cool. I love that. So a comment from our audience, twirling works well for me. Yeah, I really find that just bilateral movements in general can really help get the trauma out of your body. And so this is for anybody, right? We all could use simple tools, effective tools, walking. Walking is a great way, but walk and allow the energy. I don't know if you've ever had the experience of going on a walk and starting to cry for no reason, or dancing and you start laughing for no reason, right? Those are ways in which your body is releasing these stuck traumas. And so, you know, therapy is really great and informational. It gives you the information, but therapy alone is not necessarily the greatest resource for healing. Now, it's not that it's bad, but when you talk about a trigger, that emotional, that energy, that experience, it comes straight through. So I work with people, and when I am healing a trauma of their body, so maybe they got into a car accident and they still are struggling with certain areas of their body, or maybe they broke a bone, or maybe they had something traumatic happen and it's stuck in their physical body. When I am either long distance working with them or in person working with them, their body literally has the energetic experience as the same as when the accident or the trauma or the incident happened. And it can be quite painful, or it can be quite scary. And so that's why, you know, talking about is great, but getting the body involved and moving the body in order to be able to release the trauma is very helpful and very effective. So go to a therapist if you need to get the information, and then take the information and move it, right? Take a walk with it. You know, biking can help, but I find that having your feet physically on the ground and moving your body, whether it's dancing, whether it's jumping, whether it's, you know, but organically finding ways to sort of shift that is really powerful. And so these traumas, we might forget them, right? Or we might re-remember them, and we might be telling a story about a trauma. They say that people who have traumatic experiences, when they go to retell the story, they're usually only 20% accurate. And I'm like, wow, that's fascinating to me, that a lot of times we are regurgitating a story that never happened, right? The memory in our brains is telling it the way that it thinks it remembers it, but it's not actually the way it happened. And so movement, physically moving your body or touching your body, is also a great way to access the suppressed traumas, because sometimes we don't actually remember them, right? We're retelling them in the way we think we remember them, but our bodies remember them, and our bodies don't have a story, right? Like, it doesn't, when somebody has a traumatic experience, the body just tells it as is. It doesn't add on the emotional component and the energetic component and the psychological impact and the emotional impact. The body's like, this is what happened. And this is the state of physical exertion or physical suppression I went through when I had that experience, right? Simple, totally simple. You guys hear me, right? And so when you place your interpretation on top of an experience all of a sudden you change the experience and then it becomes harder to heal. So I recently heard, it's actually in the movie, the documentary, Heal or Healing. And this man is talking about, we're not broken. We don't need to be fixed. And when we can fundamentally shift our perspective and come at it from this place of nothing in you needs to be fixed, right? If you came to the table knowing that you aren't flawed, that you're not broken, that you're not damaged, yes, you might have had experiences, but what damages us the most is our interpretation of any event that's ever happened to us, right? That's why we have Hollywood, trauma and drama at its finest, right? And so this is to invite you to consider that perhaps your interpretation of the traumas that happened to you is what created the trauma. The body, so in energy, right? We've got fear and excitement are the exact same vibration. Exact same vibration. The body experiences the vibration exactly the same. And here's what I'm going to say. It might get a lot of flack, but fear is a lie. Fear is an interpretation to an energy. Excitement is also interpretation to an energy, but that's a whole lot lighter of an interpretation than fear, right? Whole lot lighter. And so what happens is we have these experiences that physically happen, and then we have our interpretation. We have our family's interpretation of what happened. And it's actually the interpretation of that trauma that actually creates more trauma, which is totally insane. And so when we can be a third party witness and not judge and not label and not try to put an explanation or interpretation onto the experience. So when you're dancing and all of a sudden you start crying, you don't interpret the crying. You just let it cry. That is how you can heal trauma. That is how you can release suppressed anxiety. That is how you can change and heal depression. Show me someone who dances every day who's not depressed, or who walks every day, or who works out every day, who's not depressed, right? Show me who is depressed. It would be very hard to find someone who is physically active every day and they're still depressed, right? But you can go through depressed moments. You can go through anxiety moments. It's simply the body's desire to release the energy that's been trapped in your body. And so dancing is amazing. Walking on the beach, swimming, right? Music is an incredible, incredible outlet to allow you to move energy. Truly. And so for those of you listening that deal with anxiety, that deal with depression, that deal and have had a lot of trauma, I mean, to be honest, I have been working with people for over 20 years. I mean, before that, I was a bartender. Before that, I was a hairdresser. I have heard people's stories for almost three decades. And I don't think I've met one person on the planet that hasn't had some sort of trauma where I've gone, wow, that's intense. Wow, you're amazing for still being here. Wow, you survived. Wow, I can't believe you went through that, right? And almost always when I hear people's traumas and their stories of their traumas, I'm just like, oh my God, I would have never known. I would have never known that you went through that. I'm so sorry. And you're here. Right? And so, yes, talk about it, but please don't stay stuck in your story, because your story is the interpretation of the trauma, and the interpretation is what's keeping you stuck in the trauma. But when you're like, wow, I went through a car accident. Okay. I broke a lot of bones. I had to have stitches in my face. I needed to, you know, have 5 plastic surgeries so I could get my face back to what it was before the accident, right? These are all examples of people that I know that have gone through crazy stuff. And when you're like, wow, body, you're so amazing that you were able to go through that and look at you now. It's the interpretation that keeps us stuck. It's the interpretation that causes and keeps the anxiety in place. So when the body wants to cycle through a cycle of anxiety, instead of labeling it as anxiety, you could label it as energetic movement that needs to be released. Energetic movement that needs to be released, right? It's like a pressure cooker, right? At some point that valve goes pop, right? Because all the steam and all the pressure, it needs to pop. And so when you're experiencing anxiety, you need to pop. So find a way to pop. Put on loud music, go dancing, use a pillow and, you know, hit it on your bed, scream it out loud. Physically moving your body is an incredible way, but here is also a really, really powerful way. And I think this is really underestimated and needed even more now than ever since COVID, which is witnessing, having a witness, witnessing ourselves. So tell your story without the need to keep the story in place. Let the body tell its story and then witness. So maybe if you're able to, you can, you know, put on a song, put on your favorite song and freaking dance it out, yell it out, scream it out, pillow it out. Tape record yourself, right? We've got these trusty iPhones these days. Tape record yourself. And in that recording, when you watch it back, your job in watching it back isn't to judge you, isn't to make you wrong, isn't to label or interpret. Your job when you are witnessing is to witness. And the job of a witness is just to hold space and witness. So not, wow, they are angry. No, wow, their yelling was loud and that was a lot of emotion or that was a lot of energy. Witness, wow, their left shoulder is doing, wow, they're like, wow, that there's a lot of tears happening. What, like witness, no judgment. As if you were holding space for the person that you adored the most. Now, when a baby is crying, you don't go, wow, they must be really traumatized. Most of the time when a baby's crying, you're like, okay, food, water, right? Milk, really? Milk, or do they need to poop, right? And it's interesting when I talked about Gabor Mate and his story when he was 2 months old and his mother was concerned because he wouldn't stop crying, the babies were attuned to the mother's stress and anxiety. So guess what? Their screams, their baby cries were the way that they were trying to heal the trauma. They were trying to heal the anxiety out of their parents. And this is what happens to almost all human bodies on the planet, is almost all human bodies are interconnected and they're intuitive. And so you might be crying for no reason. Don't interpret why you're crying. Let your body cry. Witness it, because you might be crying for your mother who is 2,000 miles away. I went through a crying fit back in my mid-30s and I interpreted it. I shouldn't have. 2 days I spent shaking in my bed crying. And what was actually happening on the planet is Haiti had an earthquake and there were a bunch of other natural disasters occurring. My body knew. And it was moving the energy and the trauma and the anxiety for people in the world that that we're experiencing that trauma. And so you too might have these moments. So if you're a binge eater, it might be the way that you are trying to heal this energy that wants to come out of your body, not in, right? Don't stuff it, move it. And so you can put on a song, put on music, put on your tape recorder, record yourself trying to just move some of this energy. And basically what you can do is you can ask your body, how do you want to move this trauma? I have a trauma around binge eating. I don't know why. I don't know what. I can certainly make an interpretation, but why don't I ask my body what it would like to shift, what this trauma is and what it knows. And I'm going to tape record myself and then I'm going to witness myself afterwards. And I promise you, if you do that, you will feel a level of freedom, a level of energy, a level of like excitement, because no longer do you have to fit in. We like to fit in with our problems, right? This is about not fitting in with your possibilities, with your excitement, with your level of energy that's possible in your world if you allow yourself to witness instead of label or interpret. Right. And every interpretation is a lie because it's not the truth. Witnessing is the truth. Saying what is the truth. Right. Not this is my truth and this is my interpretation. That is a lie and it's not kind to anybody. And so the way that almost every single level of conflict I have ever experienced, whether in friendships or business relationships or with your spouse or intimate other, almost every argument, conflict was resolved when the other person stood and witnessed and was like, I hear you and I'm sorry. If we had more people doing that from a place of true sincerity and true vulnerability, it would change the world. And if we were able to begin to do that for ourselves with our physical bodies and be a witness instead of a judgmental, not very nice person, because what do? We judge our bodies. Oh my God, it's bloated. Right? Oh my God, it's this. Instead of, wow, I notice that my stomach is sticking out more today than yesterday. Great. Body, can I witness you? Do you need to move some energy? Do you need to cycle through something? And for those of you who are listening to this and you're like, I will never dance a moment in my life. Okay. Then put on some music, grab a pen and paper, and journal. That's movement. It's one way to get it started. And when you journal, don't judge, right? Don't interpret your journal. Just witness what needs to come out, because I promise you, it will probably help you cycle through suppressed grief, right? Unresolved emotions, unresolved traumas. The body remembers, but here's the deal. The body just keeps it trapped as energy, and we tend to interpret it. And that interpretation is what causes us a lot of anxiety, a lot of grief, a lot of intensity, a lot of depression, a lot of, you know, addictions, and so forth and so forth. So, my magical friends, I really hope this episode, and we're going to continue for a few more minutes, but really hope this contributes to you. If you would like more information or you want to check out my website, you know, I have 6-month coaching programs. I do one-on-one appointments. I do coaching. There's lots of different ways, but one of my specialties is to be able to be a witness to someone's trauma and allow them to cycle it out of their body, to heal it without making them wrong. Because you know what? We just want to be heard in the world. Our bodies just want to be heard. And really, they just want to move the energy. And once they move the energy, there is more freedom. There's more aliveness. You know, I was out the other night and met a bunch of people. And my friends were were telling my age. And everyone was like, no way. I was like, yeah. And this is the benefit of when you give your physical body permission to release whatever it needs to release, to not make it wrong. I mean, I kind of am a comedy of errors in terms of how many life stories I could tell about my crazy life. I've had a lot of drama. I've had a lot of pain and suffering, but I've also had a lot of beauty because for me, I don't feel like I've lived in that suffering very long because I just let my body do what it needs to do to move it out. And I spent a lot of years dancing. I used to teach shamanic blindfold ritual dancing with this breath work, and it was really powerful. And after doing that, you know, I found myself at grad school studying and teaching dance movement therapy. And then I taught dance and movement for 15 years, right? And so this obsession with the body is pretty powerful. And if you're somebody who has sat with your own body insecurities, it's probably because you have some sort of a kinesthetic gift. And what I mean by that is you are probably, and your body is probably, physically aware of energies that you cannot interpret and you cannot explain. And then you try to interpret them and they get stuck and trapped in your body. All right. And so elephants, one of the reasons I've, you know, elephant tattoo, one of the reasons I love elephants is because elephants are aware of up to 8,000 miles around them. And I believe I've shared this before in previous episodes, but an elephant, right, the elephants back in 2004, when there was a tsunami in Indonesia, the elephants 3 days prior to the tsunami coming, the elephants knew to go to high ground. They were aware. They could feel the vibration. They knew and they moved, right? And it is my belief that our physical bodies are aware of up to at least 8,000 miles around us at all times. And so when you are having a panic attack and you think it's your panic attack, your body might be aware of an earthquake. Your body might be aware of a volcano erupting. Your body might be aware of a war happening on the other side of the world. And so I think it's really important to allow ourselves to have these bigger conversations. If you are somebody that experiences anxiety, if you are somebody who experiences tremors or just like not having a pleasant time, it might be because your physical body is really aware. And it's about finding inside of you this access. And I think artists, I've worked with Hollywood and famous musicians, and they're, you know, really suffer from a lot of anxiety sometimes. And I believe it's because they're so creative and intuitive. They're so aware of invisible energies. It's why they can write brilliant music. It's why they can move a crowd of 10,000, of 50,000, of 100,000 people all at once. It's a gift. And when we're not taught that that gift is living inside of us, we will suppress it when the information comes through in ways that we don't have an interpretation for. And so give your body permission to have the space to move it without needing to interpret it, without putting a story on top of it, without needing to label it. There are so many ways and there are so many resources available to you in order for you to get your freedom back, get your life back, get your body back, get your relationships back, get your parenting back. If you are suffering, I am sorry. And good news is you don't have to. Good news is that there are a million resources, and I'm not telling you there's one resource out there that's going to work. I'm telling you that you have inside of you the information you need, right? Connect with people you connect with. Find ways to move it. And if tapping works for you, tap. If meditation works for you, meditate. If bars works for you, do bars. If energy work works for you, get energy work. Whatever works for you, find those things. And for those of you who are listening to this conversation and perhaps you're getting goosebumps or you're like, oh my gosh, I want more, you know, there might be something to giving your body a safe space to move the trauma, to witness. And if you feel like you have a ton of trauma that is like really there, please check out my website. I'm available for private sessions. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I can do it over the phone, on Zoom, or in person. And it's pretty cool. So, you know, my friends, there is hope. You are not wrong. You have had a life, and that life has been beautiful, and that life might also have included a lot of trauma. But here's the good news, is your body doesn't see the trauma the same way you do. So let's take the interpretation off and let's give the body permission to move the trauma so that it no longer lives in your body as stress or anxiety or panic attacks, or anything else. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this show. Please feel free to share this show with a friend if it impacted you. And I can't wait to see you next week for next week's show. Stay tuned.
Catherine is not a medical practitioner nor a licensed therapist. She has strong opinions and will express them, and truly believes that you are your best advocate for any and every area of your life. If you need medical advice, please consult your physician.